Investigators are still working to determine just what caused a train on the Red Line to leave its station early yesterday, traveling without a driver. As WBUR's Fred Tice reports, operator error is the focus of their probe.
The train was in the Braintree station, about to leave for Alewife, with 50 passengers and one operator aboard. Secretary of Transportation Stephanie Pollack picks up the story.
Train operator was unable to start the train and was cleared by the MBTA Operations Control Center to undertake a bypass.
Normally, the train cannot leave unless it gets a signal. To bypass the automatic train control, the operator must shut down the main control of the train and walk 3 feet inside the cabin to engage the handbrake. Only then can he leave the train to engage the toggle switch at the front of the train that will allow the operator to bypass automatic controls. While the 51-year-old operator, a 25-year T employee, was outside the train, it took off, brushing by him and injuring him. At this point, the Operations Control Center went into action. The T's Chief Operations Officer, Jeff Gonville, explains what happened next.
The OCC at that time and the OCC supervisors began to clear the line ahead of that particular train. As those trains proceeded, the OCC began taking power sections from the Red Line, sequentially from Braintree all the way up to JFK. As soon as the last train crossed JFK, they then killed power or shut off power from JFK back to North Quincy.
T employees had to clear the tracks because since the runaway train was bypassing automatic controls, it could only be stopped by shutting off power to the line. Pollack continues.
So when a train is in this bypass mode, the trains are not supposed to be able to exceed 25 miles an hour. Part of the investigation will ultimately be to validate whether or not, in fact, that was the speed at which the train was moving.
9 minutes after it left Braintree, the train came to a stop just north of the North Quincy station. Here's Pollack again.
During that time, we were not in communication with those passengers. We do not actually have a communication system that would allow us to communicate with those passengers.
None of the passengers have reported to the T that they were injured. T employees boarded the train and took it to the JFK UMass station where the passengers got off. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.